Steve, how would you sort of describe the mood here today, as you look ahead to the Ravens?
It's great. You know, we're excited about the opportunity. It's a big game this week, but we're ready to get to work and start preparing.
What have you noticed about the culture here in New England from your year here that sort of produces the ability for players to step up when injuries hit?
Yeah, it's big. You know, we take pride in everybody that's on this team, on this roster, takes pride in preparing themselves so that when that moment comes, we have to step up and make plays. You're there to perform for the team. So, you know, we're all in this together, and everyone's got to be ready.
Steve, what was your impression of the way they defeated the Broncos out there in Denver?
Yeah, I mean, we all know Baltimore's a great football team. To go up there in Denver in that atmosphere and go get a win is huge. So, we know they're a good football team. It's going to be a tough game.
You guys focus every game on trying mm-hmm. to make stop the big play, but this team, Baltimore, they seem to thrive on the big
Yeah, players. Yeah, definitely. They have some great receivers over there, guys with speed. Flacco has a big arm. You know, he makes good decisions with the football. So they have the ability to beat you in many ways, and definitely over the top is one of them.
Are they different than any other team in the NFL, meaning that they – over the top, some teams maybe take a chance once or twice. They seem to be once or twice a quarter.
Well, yeah, when you have guys like that, a guy like Torrey Smith who can really stretch the defense and has speed like that, you know, that's the type of guy that can get behind the defense. So, you know, they definitely take their shots at it.
Hey, Steve, one of the Ravens, Brandon Bedazier, is starting to trash talk already, you know, the Patriots. The hurry-up offense is a gimmick. Any response at all?
I haven't heard anything about that, so. We're just focused on getting ready this week, man. We're going to go hit this grindstone, get to practice, and get focused on what we need to do as a team to go out there and win a football game.
Not the Patriots style, the trash talk, that's not the Patriots style.
Steve, what about the emergence of Flacco? I mean, from the day from when you faced him to against the Broncos. I mean, how much
he improve? He's a confident guy. You know, he makes good decisions with the ball. He has a strong arm. He throws the ball well. And he's a leader on their team. So he's one of the better quarterbacks in the league and definitely poses a challenge anytime you have to play a guy like that.
How much of a difference, if you look at it, Saturday had Denver won, you won, you're going to Denver. How much of a difference does it make to have Baltimore coming here into your own building?
I don't know. At this point in the season, it's just, you know, you just got to play well. It doesn't matter where you play, who you're playing. It's going to be a good football team. It's going to be a crazy atmosphere, no matter where you are. So we just have to go out and play sound and play hard for 60 minutes and try to win a football game.
I know you're a fan of the game. Not to turn this into a Ray Lewis love fest, but 17 mm-hmm. years in the league, and he's calling it quits. Just some of your impressions of him over the years.
Oh, he's one of the greats. You know, he's probably one of the best linebackers ever to play this game. So we have a lot of respect for that guy. He's an amazing football player, and, so.
You're looking forward to ending his career, though?
Of course. We want to win, man. I mean, everybody wants to win at this point in the season, so.